Participants for the free speech rally, as they call it, are gathering now on Boston Common. They're entering a restricted zone with barriers that separate them from counter-demonstrators. The speeches are set to begin at noon Eastern time at the historic Parkman Bandshell. We're joined now by WBUR's Bruce Gellerman, who's on the Common. Bruce, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome, Scott.
Set the scene for us. This is a historic spot, I gather.
A historic spot and a very strange scene today. So the Parkman Bandstand is, Obama had spoken here when he was first making a run for his presidency. Martin Luther King spoke from here. Down the block is the memorial, the Shaw Memorial, where the 54th Regiment, famous Massachusetts 54th, first African-American soldiers in the Civil War, would be marching here. And not far from here is the Tremont Temple, where Frederick Douglass, the famous abolitionist, gave his very, very famous speech, a plea for free speech. I'm going to read just a bit of that from you. It says, "To suppress free speech is a double wrong. It violates the rights of the hearer as well as the speaker. It's just as criminal to rob a man of his right to speak and hear as it would be to rob him of his money." That kind of sums up what I think is what the free speech rally organizers have been saying. They're saying that we're not involved with the people from Virginia. We're not bigoted. We're not racist. We're about free speech. There are a few hundred people that are gathering here. It's picking up quickly. It's strange because I spoke with a deaconess from a peace church in Rhode Island. She's wearing these flowing white robes. She's blowing a ram's horn, and she's negotiating with one of the policemen here in the restricted area because she wants to bring in her staff. She's got this wood staff, and they don't want to let her in. She's the first.
But the ram's horn is okay.
I guess the ram's horn is okay.
Yeah. Well, and help us understand the police presence.
It's formidable, but, you know, it's soft. You know, that's what the police chief Evans was saying, that, you know, they're going to have a lot of surveillance cameras. You can see them. They've been set up. There's a lot of undercover police, we're told, in the crowd. There are 500 policemen, 100 state troopers here. I know the FBI has been put on alert. But, you know, it's peaceful. Boston has had to do this, Scott. You know, we've gone through very big rallies. We had 175,000 people here in January for the Women's March. Mm-hmm. We're pretty good at this.
Who are the speakers at the event today?
Well, Joe Biggs. I spoke to him, actually, earlier today. He's a former sergeant, Army sergeant. He was a former reporter for InfoWars. He was one of the big Pizzagate conspiracy theorist advocates. He'll be speaking today. A number of people who were supposed to show up were disinvited. A guy named Augustus Invictus, who's a white nationalist. He ran in a primary against Rubio in Florida. He was disinvited, but he told me that he might just show up. And so I heard that there was a tweet from Kyle Chapman. He was disinvited. He's an alt-right provocateur. Mm-hmm. And his tweet says today he's showing up.
But, for example, nobody from the American Civil Liberties Union or people we think of as traditional free speech advocates.
I didn't see it on their Facebook page, and I haven't seen a complete rundown. No, Scott, I have not.
Okay. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman speaking with us from Boston Common, where people attending today's rally are beginning to gather. Bruce, be careful of the ram's horns. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks, Scott.